Canada to start retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods beginning September 8. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announced on Saturday that retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods will take effect on September 8. Let me be clear, we take this step reluctantly because we recognize that some of these measures will raise costs and reduce choice for Canadians, Carney said during a press conference on August 22. The retaliatory tariffs were announced less than 24 hours after the United States imposed 50% tariffs on certain goods made in Canada, following the failure to reach a trade deal. Carney said that by rejecting a bad deal, he remains confident that this path forward is in the best interest of Canada. Both nations blamed the other for new demands that upended the talks. Carney alleged that in the hours before the trade deal collapsed, the United States attempted to restrict our ability to have other trade deals. We're the partner of choice, in many respects, for countries around the world, and the Americans wanted to restrict that, Carney said. They had language that they wanted to restrict. Unacceptable. U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer accused Canada on August 21 of making new demands and walkbacks of other commitments before the collapse. During the trade talks, the United States wanted Canada to stop what it said were discriminatory trade practices against American-made exports such as automobiles, alcohol, and dairy products, in exchange for lowering the current tariffs. The 50% tariffs on Canadian imports were originally scheduled to take effect on August 19 but were briefly delayed by U.S. President Donald Trump, who extended trade negotiations by 3 days. I have paused the 50% tariffs against Canada that were scheduled to kick in tomorrow morning for a 3-day period, based on the fact that Canada and the USA, subject to the finalization of documents, have a deal. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post on August 18, hours before the new tariffs were originally scheduled to begin. Trump touted that as part of the deal, the Great Keystone XL pipeline, long ago killed by Joe Biden, may be awoken from the grave. Even Canadian provinces were preparing to restock U.S.-made alcohol, which has been in short supply since March 2025 in response to previous tariffs. Canadian imports of U.S.-made alcohol dropped nearly 81% between March 2025 and February 2026, according to the White House.